Today's not so much a tip as it is a reminder, really. And it's a reminder not to forget accessibility. There's been so much excitement these days about, you know, the latest kind of innovations in Ajax and web applications and making our websites more interactive and all the rest of it. And people are layering in JavaScript left, right and centre in order to do this. And I think a lot of people are forgetting the implications that all of that has on accessibility. And we're kind of, it's become a bit of an orphan child pushed to the sidelines. And I worry about that. And there are a lot of good reasons for still putting accessibility at the centre of what you do. Not just meeting the needs of disabled people, although I think that's a valid point. If you build an accessible website, it's going to work better on alternative devices, including things like the iPhone and the iPad, which are big emerging areas, mobiles, devices in particular. It'll be better for search engine optimization, and especially with Google's whole perspective on things and how they go about ranking your site. So there are valid reasons beyond the purely accessibility ones, but I would encourage you to really not forget this audience. In the UK alone, disabled people, people who are registered disabled, have a spending power of 60 billion. And that obviously isn't taking into account elderly people that have an enormous spending power and are now well and truly key to the web. So take time to consider how your website's going to work in situations like if JavaScript is turned off or if CSS isn't working. It's not a minority edge case you're dealing with. It's actually ordinary users like the person on your left or the person on your right. I remember sitting in a conference where they were talking about accessibility. And the guy really drove this point home. And actually, I mentioned this in an audio boom not long ago, that when you're designing for people with accessibility needs, you're not designing for somebody else, some distant person that you'll never meet. You're designing for people like you, if you wear glasses, or if you might break your arm one day and struggle to use the mouse or the keyboard. There are loads of reasons. If you get older and you suffer from arthritis, you know, we're all going to get old eventually. So in your excitement and enthusiasm, please, please don't forget to make your site accessible too.